Okay, our discussion for today is going to be about the Isser of Hatmana. We had a couple of weeks ago, we had Shi'ir Man Shehiya. Hatmana, as many of the Dafim, the Perek that we're in now, and Bamet Tomlin discuss, a lot of what we will touch upon has been mentioned in the Daf Shi'ir, but now we're going to try to put it into a certain structure. That, as we know, there are three major Isurei Derabanan of Bishul B'Shabbos. Shehiya, which we had a Shi'ir on, that is all about leaving food before Shabbos on different heat sources. Hachzar, which we didn't have a separate shiur on, but we discussed that at length in other places, putting items on heat sources, on fire on Shabbos. And finally, the third one that we're doing today is hatmana, insulation. The iser derabanan of insulating foods before and on Shabbos. We mentioned that there are two types of hatmana. The Aruch HaShulchan says this is source number one, but it's based on the Gemara. You don't need the Aruch HaShulchan. That there are two types of hatmana. There's hatmana in a heat source that adds heat, Davar Hamosif Hevel, and Hatmana in an area that just keeps the heat and retains the heat. That's called Enomosif Hevel. So two types of Hatmana. If I insulate something on a fire, on an urn, on any type of heat source, in a crock pot, that could be insulating in a Davar Hamosif Hevel. If it's just wrapped up in a towel on the counter, that's Enomosif Hevel. As we know, the Gemara said that one is not allowed to wrap in a heat source on Shabbos. Either on Shabbos or even before Shabbos. If it's just to retain the heat, if it's never shein emosif hevel, that's only usur on Shabbos, but before Shabbos, one is allowed to do that. Okay, so that's the background, the two types of hatmana, insulation in emosif hevel and an ein emosif hevel. What were the reasons for these gzeiros? Why can I insulate something? I'm going to wrap it tight in a towel before Shabbos and put it on the blech. What's wrong with that? So Chazal said, if you remember in the Gemara in Shabbos, in the Aflam Adalad, I'm an Aleph and I'm a Beis in source number 3. Amar Rava, Mipnei Ma Amru, Ein Tomnim Bedavar She'einu Mosef Hevel Mishecha Sheicha. Why are you not allowed to insulate in even areas which do not add heat? Mishecha Sheicha, when it's Shabbos, Gzeira Shema Yartiach. The problem is, because maybe I'll be worried, I'll see my soup is not so hot anymore, so before I insulate it, I'm going to want to boil it up to make sure it's burning hot before I put it into the insulation. So we're worried, you might forget it Shabbos for a moment and boil it up. So that's why Gzeira Shema Yartiach, that's why on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put it in a davar, even that was only Enomos of Hevel. Before Shabbos, I'm not allowed to wrap in something that adds the heat. Why? So for that reason, is the same as we had by the other gzeiras, shemi yachata b'gecholim, because if I put it in something on a heat source, so I'm worried that on Shabbos I'm going to want to make the fire bigger, I might want to stoke the coals, and therefore that is aser midrabanan. The Bali Tosfos and the Rush in Hilchas Shabbos both point out that this Isser of Hatmana is even more chamor than the Isser of Shehiya. By Shehiya, if you remember, once something was fully cooked, so then according to many poskim, you don't even have to cover the fire before Shabbos when leaving it on. Once it was machal ben drusoy, once it was a third or a half cooked, that's it, you can leave it on. Hatmana, the issur that we're talking about today, applies even by an item that is fully cooked. That's what the Rosh says in source number 7 in the beginning of the fourth parak. Based on Tosfos also said it, that there are more chumras when it comes to hatmana than it comes to shehiya. Why? Two reasons. Number one, he says, hatmana, it's so easy. If I do a little bit of heat movement, that could have a tremendous effect because this is totally enclosed. It's totally insulated. Number one. Number two, I'm generally insulating for later on Shabbos. Let's say for Shabbos morning. I'm not going to insulate for Friday night because I'm going to eat it in a little bit. So a little bit of stoking could be very effective for later on Shabbos. So for those two reasons, the Rosh says that one has to be even more careful when it comes to hatmana than when it comes to Shehiya. Okay, that is all background. Let us get up to some of the details and conditions for the Isser. As we mentioned, again, the Makoros they have in front of you, that's excluding the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah. So you have to have a Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Nun Zayin, as we all have here, in the Shulchan Aruch, plus the Mar Makomos. First rule, as we just mentioned, the Hatmana applies, the insulation applies, even by an item that is fully cooked. The Shulchan Aruch says this explicitly in Reish Nun Zayin Siv Beis. Afilu tafshel shenis bashel called sarcho. Atzer lahatzmin b'shabbos. Even an item that is fully cooked, you're not allowed to insulate it. Afilu b'davar she'ena mosif hevel. Even if it's not mosif. Even if it's just retaining the heat. Umikal makom lasum kelim al tafshel kedei l'shama menach barim. Oshel kedei shalei sanif afer rishari. That we'll get to a little bit later, what that heter is. But it applies even by a mevushel called sarcho. Next point. Conditions for the Isser. What are the conditions for the Isser of Hatmana? We'll get to the certain conditions, and then we'll get to some of the Lamaisa cases that apply in our day and age. First of all, Hatmana b'miksas. Right, this is the issue. For something to be insulated, does it have to be totally insulated, wrapped up totally? I have a pot and I totally wrap it up. What if part of it is open? Part of it is not wrapped up. So that is what's called Hatmana b'miksas. So that's the Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramah. We discussed the Rishonim in the Dafshir, but let's focus on the Lamaisa. The Shulchan Aruch says, this Shulchan Aruch is earlier in Reish Nun Gimel, the end of Sif Aleph, that's the long Sif Aleph that talks about Hananya and the Rabbanan. The Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Nun Gimel Aleph, Aval Hatmana al Gabi Gechalim Divrei Hakol Aser. It's the end of the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, if you take a pot and you sit it in coals, in hot coals, it's Aser Drabanan on Shabbos. Even if it's fully cooked before Shabbos, I'm allowed to do that. Even, is that insulation, that Hatmana? It's only wrapped up on the side. The answer is that's called Hatmana. Even Hatmana b'miksas, the Shulchan Aruch paskins is Aser. And the Rama is Mekel. The Yesh Omrim, the Afilo Makdira Omedes al Gabi Ha'esh Mamish, even if the pot is on the fire, calls Machi Megulo Lamala, Lo Mikri Hatmana Vishari. As long as it's revealed, open Lamala, that's not called Hatmana, and it is Mutter, Vechein Hamidag. As long as it is Megulo Lamala. So the big shaila is, what does the Rama mean here? What does it mean, Megulo Lamala? It is revealed up above. So one might say, Pashtus, Megulo Lamala means, any type of not, it's not, even if the top is not insulated. If we take the Ramah Kipshuto at face value, so one might say, again, we're getting ahead of ourselves now, but just to foreshadow, the issue of the crock pots, which we'll talk about. Somebody has an insert on a crock pot, so is there any issue of Hatmana by a crock pot? According to the simple understanding of the Ramah, there's no problem with a crock pot because the whole top is open. You have the cover of a pot, that's not called insulating the pot. That's insulating the food. In order for something to be usur, or Hatmana, you have to insulate the pot. So pashtus of the Ramah would mean that it is mutter. And that is what some achronim, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in source number 9, in Reish Nun Gimel Yud, that's how he understands the Ramah. If you have any spot of the pot that's not covered up by an insulator, it's mutter. That's not called Hatmana, according to the Ramah. But other poskim are not so clear. Rav Shlomo Zalman, and we're going to see this as Lishitaso, in source number 10, Rav Shlomo Zalman says no. Megulah Lamala means if it's revealed in a way that it's not normally revealed. So that's Nikar that you did, you remember that it's Shabbos. But if you have a derech of cooking something, of insulating something, that even on a weekday, the top is going to be revealed, that's still going to be Asa Drabanan. You only say Megulah Lamala is a heter if that's not the normal way of cooking. But if it's the normal way of cooking, it's still going to be usher. So let's say by the crock pots, as we'll see what Rav Shlomo Zalman says, that's Hatmana. Even though the whole top is open, that's still Hatmana, says Rav Shlomo Zalman in source number 10, quoted in the Shmirah Shabbos, because Megulah Lamala is only where it is unusual for it to be Megulah Lamala. But that is rule number one of conditions for the Isser, total versus partial enwrapment, Machlokas Rishonim, Machlokas between the Machaber and the Ramah. Number one. Number two. Simin Reish Nun Zayin Sif Hey. Again, this is a Mefurish Gemara that comes up on Tamara's daf. The Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch says clearly there is no Isser of Hatmana in a Kli Sheni. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hey. In Pina Hatavshel B'Shabbos, Mikder Shin is Bashabal, Akder Acheretz. Let's say I have a burning hot soup pot that was on the fire, and I pour it into a tureen because I want to serve it, and then I want to wrap up that tureen, 100% mutter. If it's in a klisheni that was not on the fire, that's mutter. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Reish Nun Zayin Sif Hey. Mutter latmina b'davar sheino mosav heva. Why? Why is it mutter? Because, the Gemara explains, if I just did something that shows that I'm not interested in cooking it anymore, I switched it from the pot that it was cooked in to a secondary pot, to a klisheni. So if I did that, obviously I'm not worried that I'm going to be cooking it anymore because, you know, it's already lessened its heat, it's already in a klisheni, so therefore it is mutter. And that's what we'll see. We're going to talk about later, thermoses and the like, that's 100% mutter because that is in a klisheni. Number two. So number one is the issue about partial hatmana b'miksas. Number two, it's mutter in a klisheni. Number three, another condition for the isser. One needs to have kavana lahatzman. Remember, this is an issa d'rabanan. So Rabbanan can make up the rules. It's only usher, say the Rabbanan, if I have kavana to do hatmana and to warm it in that way. But let's say I'm wrapping something up not to insulate it to keep the warmth, but for some other reason. Let's say I don't want bugs to get it. That's the reason I'm wrapping it up. Let's say I don't want it to fall apart. So then, that's not called Hatmana. That's the Shulchan Aruch that I stopped reading before. Reish Nun Zayin Sif Beis says the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say I wrap it up because I don't want the mice to eat my food. So I want to give it another level of protection. Umikom Makom says the Shulchan Aruch in the middle of Sif Beis. Lasum Kelim Ala Tavshil Kedei L'Shamro Min Ha'Achbarim. You want to guard it from the mice. O Kedei Shelo Yistanef Bafur. I don't want it to get dirty. Shari, that's mutter. She'ein zeh kematmin lahachin, that's not hatmana to warm up. Elokish shomer, v'nosin kisui akadera. So that's why that is not a problem. Even if your kavan is to do both, Rav Moshe says in the Chuv, in source 14, we'll get to it in source 14, but he says that even if it's kavanah to warm, but also to do other kavanahs, that is also mutter. So that's number three. Issue number three, for it to be asur, you need kavanah to be matmin. You have to have kavanah to insulate. Number four, one needs direct contact between the insulator and the insulated. If there's any airspace between those, it's not hatmana. Mashal, let's say I leave something in the oven. Sometimes people leave things in the oven before Shabbos, and the oven is on a timer, it's going to go off in an hour into Shabbos. So I'm going to leave a pot in the oven. Why isn't that hatmana? Right? The pot is totally surrounded by the oven. It's totally insulated. Why isn't there an issue there? Because hatmana requires that there's no airspace in between the pot and the insulator. And here there's plenty of air between the pot and the oven. Whenever there is an airspace, there is not a problem. That is, again, what the Shulchan Aruch says. It's all in Reish Nun Zayin. Sif Ches. Right? As long as there's space, I leave it open a little bit. That is good and fits into all the reasons. Maybe I'm not going to stoke it because I see it that the air, there's a draft already. I'm going to remember that I'm not allowed to do anything to this food. That's next point. Direct contact. Number five. The last point we'll mention for now. That is, says the Shmira Shabbos, source 13. Mutter Lahavi. I'm sorry, that is not our issue now. We'll get to the Shmira Shabbos where Sif Ayin Beis. I think I gave it to you. 16. Says the Shmira Shabbos, Isser Hatmana Hurak Im Yatmin Bekelim. Hatmana only applies a kli wrapped up in a kli. That's hatmana. I take towels and wrap up a pot. I have a crock pot, let's say. But what happens if I put a piece of kishka in my chalant? Is that hatmana? Nobody's going to say that's hatmana if I put a piece of kishka in the chalant. Why? There's no hatmana of food in food. That's not called hatmana, even though it's totally submerged and totally inside. Even if my kavan is to do hatmana. It's not a problem. Mutter lasi nesach basar kar betok marak cham. What if I have a burning hot, if I have soup in a kli sheni, I want to put a piece of meat in the soup. It's fully cooked, it's not on the fire, it's a kli sheni, shlishi. Is that hatmana? No, there's food in food. What if it's wrapped up in tinfoil and then submerged in the shalom? That we'll get to. But I'll show you in a minute. But plain kishka, plain food in food, there's no hatmana in that regard. Good. Just one other point, just thought of now, because it comes up on tomorrow's daf. There's no hatmana by cold foods. Let's say I want to insulate to keep something cold, not to keep something hot. There's no issur d'rabanan related to that. The only issur is hatmana for hot foods, to keep the heat or to be mosif heat, but not if it is cold. Good. One final point related before we get to the lamaisa elements, and that is, what if I did hatmana? Avar vehitmin. I did it. Or let's say I go to somebody's house and I see they did hatmana. So am I not allowed to? What's the halacha? We know generally we discussed. There's a concept called Maisa Shabbos. If somebody does malacha for me on Shabbos, if a Jew does malacha for me on Shabbos, so there are different rules and regulations. Did he do it b'mezid? Did he do it b'shogeg? Am I allowed to eat the food? Right on Shabbos, after Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch says in the beginning of Reish Nun Zayin Sif Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says v'im hitzmin b'davar hamosef hevel. The Shulchan Aruch says, if you a matzmin, if you did it, hatavshil aser afilu b'di'evet. It's aser to eat it. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says beferich. It's aser to eat it. As long as his one heter is if nothing really was accomplished yet. If you just put it in and you took it out. So then, fine, I'll give it to you. But other than that, the Shulchan Aruch paskens lochumra. The Ramah here says, v'yesh omrim d'im shachach v'hitmin b'shogeg, b'davar ha-mosef hevel shori lecho. If you did it b'shogeg, it's okay. Shogeg is okay, because that is again, in terms of Ma'aseh Shabbos, we don't think that that is, and that is going to lead to anything. And we also know that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, if I don't know the halacha, which is most of the time, when you walk into somebody's house, they might not have ever heard of Hatmana. Got to make sure beforehand, but if not, so that is called shogeg as well. Okay, are there any heterim, especially according to the Shulchan Aruch? Are there any heterim? So the Rav Avadia has a tremendous kula when it comes. I give it to you in source number 17. This is Lashitaso. Rav Avadia has a tremendous kula when it comes to hot plates or blechs. If you think about hot plates and blechs, a blech, there is a little airspace under the blech and the fire. Or on a hot plate, which is an unbelievable chiddush that nobody else holds of, Rav Avadia says, well, between the coils inside the hot plate, the plata, and the top of the plata, there's a little airspace there. So there's a little space underneath between the heat. So yesh makom lahakas. I don't know if we generally don't assume that way, but at least on a bidyevel level, we've mentioned in the past the Prima Gadim, who says that as long as there is an authoritative posik out there that says something, bidyevel, you can eat the food. Right, if there's nobody, somebody does something mamish asr according to everybody, then you can't. But as long as there is some sheet to rely on, you could eat the food. So this is a Rav Avadia to know, at least in a b'dievel level, if it was on the hot plate of the black because of the hefsik avir. Okay, so let's get to some of the applications now. Using all of these principles of Atmana, applications. Number one, let's talk about Rav Moshe says in Source 18, Dal Ayin Dal Gimel. Him Mutter Lichroch Mishabes Davar Gush Mevushal Sonin Benir Aluminum Foil Ulachalva Hefsik Tera. Am I allowed to wrap up? Let's say Shabbos morning. I want to take a couple of pieces of schnitzel out of the fridge, wrap it up in tin foil, and put it on top of the crock pot to heat it up. Right, that Mitzad Hachzara, putting things on a fire. That's Mutter. It's Mutter. It's dry. It's fully cooked. So I'm allowed to do it. Am I allowed to do that? Misan Hatman, it's wrapped up in the tinfoil. Says Rav Moshe, Dabert Sonein, Mutter Lahatman, Bein Shaloy Chum, Bein Shaloy Sadin Yosef, Afilu Shatovik Sinasan Vechulu, Ubehefsek Dere Nami, Umosef Hevel, Vaaser Batmana, Ulacharcha Benare Aluminum, Nami Havi Hatmana. Rav Moshe says that's Hatmana. Not allowed to do that. Here, Rav Moshe seems to be a Das Yachid. Because most other poskim say, for example, in Source 19, Two points. Number one, that you wrap in tinfoil the chicken, that's not hatmana. What's hatmana? Where you have a kli with food in it, and you wrap that kli. The pot isn't hatmana itself. The item that keeps the food in, that's not hatmana. So here too, the tinfoil that you're wrapping up the chicken with, that's holding the chicken together. That's not hatmana. Number one, it's not a kli in a kli. Number two, and this is what the Otsus HaShabbos says in the name of Shlomo Zalman, why am I wrapping it up in tinfoil? Why don't I just put the piece of schnitzel on top of the crock pot, as is, not in tinfoil? Why? Because I don't want it to fall apart. I don't want it to get grease all over the crock pot. I'm holding it together, not because I want to insulate it. This is just how you put things on top of the crock pot. Meaning, you don't have kavana lahatman. You have kavana just to hold it together. That's another heter. That's what we said before. If your kavana is not to be matmin, it would be a mutter. If you put a double layer of tin foil, then maybe that's something more chama, because why are you putting a double layer? Maybe it's to keep the heat in. But the single layer of tin foil, those as a Shabbos assumes that it is not a problem. The Chazon Ish as well, and the next source, source number 20, also assumes there's no hatmana in this case, because of the other reason that I mentioned about you need a kli in a kli. Number one. Number two. Sometimes there are urns, hot water urns, more of the old-fashioned ones, not the pump pots, which most people have today. There's no hatmana there. There's just the kli. But what happens, remember years ago when you had the metal urn with the faucet at the bottom, and sometimes they had these like coverings that went over the urn so people don't burn themselves, but they put a covering on. Sometimes they're tight-fitting. Sometimes they even say L'Kavod Shabbos. So the poskim say, if you think about it, if it's very tight-fitting, and if it's right onto the entire pot, again, if it only goes halfway, that's again, as we said, Mugula Lamala. But if it's entirely covered and it's tight fitting, then it could be a serious issue of Hatmana. Right? Now don't say L'Kavod Shabbos here. But if there's loose space, or there's another heter, even if it's tight fitting, Why'd you put it on there? Did you put it on to make it hotter? Or did I put it on there so my kids don't burn themselves by touching it? If I put it on there so my kids don't burn themselves, again it's mutter. Because again, the only isra of hatmana is when I have kavana lahatman. Right? If there's a different kavana in mind, then it is mutter. Number two. So number one was the wrapping the food in the tinfoil, putting it on top. Number two is the urn. Number three. We mentioned this as well. What about wrapping something in tinfoil, let's say, and then putting it inside the cholent? Not putting it up top on top of the crock pot. What if I'm wrapping it and putting it inside the cholent? What is the halacha then? Right? If you look on the next page 25, you have an article about it. Lichrocha kigel b'niyar kesef alasim b'tocha cholent. People do this with kugel. People do this with kishka. They wrap it up in tinfoil and put it into the cholent. So is that okay? Right, I gave you a number of major sources on this. So again, there are those. What is it based on? The Mishnah Berurah. There's a Mishnah Berurah here in Reish Nun Ches that says, quotes the Taz, who says, if you have a bottle of water, of cold water, you can't totally submerge it into hot water because of Atmana. Totally submerged. So some say, oh, maybe that's a model, a precedent, why you can't do that into your chalent here with the tin foil. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Aruch HaShulchan answers it. The Aruch HaShulchan, I think I gave you the Aruch HaShulchan in the earlier sources. Where was it? Where's the Aruch HaShulchan? Oh, in the top. In Reish Nun Chesiv Gimel, in source number 21, he says, it's Hatmana Gemura. If somebody takes a piece of, he says, you take Kogol, but Renosa, it's Kli, Kulo, Tokadera, Gdola, Shalat, Chalant, Hatmana Gemura. He says you have to stay away from that. Putting the chalent, putting the kishka, putting the kugel or the kishka wrapped up totally in tinfoil and putting it into the chalent. But there are others, many others, that are mako for a number of reasons. Number one, even if you want to be machmir, if you poke a couple of holes in the tinfoil, it's again not totally insulated. No problem. People sometimes do that anyway because they want to get the flavor. Number two, why am I submerging it? I think I want to insulate it. I want to heat up this kishka. That's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I want to get the flavor. And I want to serve it separately. I don't want it to fall apart. That's why people do it. People don't do it to insulate like putting on a fire. Why do they wrap it up in tin foil and they don't just put it in? Because they don't want it to fall apart. They want it to get the flavor of the chalent, but that's it. They say many poskim, if that's the case, so then it's not a problem. That's what Ribiyat says. That's what the Shemir Shabbos says. Then it would be for sure, 100% mutter. Good. One final discussion to mention, and this is where all of the action, the major action on Atmana, was of Shlomo Zalman's last psak. The last psak, it's known as the last psak that he gave. So if you look on page 9, which is quoted, that the heter of the questioner asked Shlomo Zalman, what about a crock pot? What about a crock pot? Right, I have my insert, is that Atmana? So, if we thought about it, we mentioned before the Ramah, says Megula L'mal is mutter. But remember what Shlomo Zalman said. Shlomo Zalman said it's only if it's unusual to cook that way. A crock pot, it's usual to cook in the way that it is. So therefore, says Shlomo Zalman, you don't have a heter Megula L'mal. Some people say there's a little airspace in between the insert, because the insert is concave, it goes in. And then there's some space there. Yeah, but you don't see it. And space usually means there's a draft. There's no draft in there. It's totally closed up. So Rav Shlomo Zalman, bottom of page 9, is machmir and assumes that our crockpots with an insert is hatmana. And therefore, what one has to do before Shabbos is to somehow raise up the insert. You put like two or three balls of tinfoil, or some people say a couple of rocks on the bottom, that raises up the insert. So now it's for sure mutter, because now some of the side is revealed, a little bit of the side is revealed, that's megula. That's an unusual way of cooking, and there's airspace in between. So for those two, those are two ways to get out of it. But Meikar Adin or Shlomo Zalman holds that it is a problem of Hatmana. Other poskim are Mekel. Rav Vosner is Mekel. He assumes that there are Pashas Ramah. Megula L'mala. How do you get out of the Ramah? Rabbi Bleich, I gave you an article, also talks about the discussion of a crockpot. Other poskim are Mekel. But again, this is a major issue. If one wants to be Machmer and think L'chadchila, to be Machmer like Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Posek Adar, just to put a boil or two of tinfoil and lift it up a little bit. Not so much that it doesn't get cooked, but a little bit. So it's visible that it is raised. Again, to summarize just what we've spoken about the past couple of weeks in terms of a crockpot now, for Hatmana purposes, it's got to be raised up. If one would want to take Cholent out and put it back on Shabbos, let's say you want Cholent Friday night and then Shabbos day, then you have to line the entire inside of the crock pot with tin foil to make it a covered fire in terms of putting it back. And if somebody thinks about it before Shabbos, if it's not a third or a half cooked, you for sure have to line it. But if one wants to be machmer like the Rabbanan in the world of Shehiya, one also has to line it, even if it, as long as it's getting better over Shabbos, which it does. But again, what we spoke about today was Hatmana in terms of raising it up so that there is some airspace and that it is Megula Lamala. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, this is Sugya Bamet Tomnin, Sugya Hatmana, Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to other Hilcha Shabbos in the coming days.